This is Sheila Winstead speaking on behalf of Roseau County Historical Society. Last week I started telling you a story from Tourney Time, a book donated by Jim Stordahl to the Roseau County Museum's collection. It's all about 75 years of the state hockey tournaments. This story comes from the 1969 matchup between Warroad and Edina. Edina's coach was Willard Icola, and he had been frustrated by disappointing finishes for Edina. He went on a late-night tirade during the 1968 tournament, telling his team in no uncertain terms they were done with this, quote, consolation crap, unquote. One of his players said, "I remember the words pissed off being said a lot. We had never seen Icola like that before. We were a little bit scared." Icola was in California finishing out his commitment with the Air Force when Edina's coaching job opened late in the fall of 1958. Icola already had turned down multiple offers from Cal Marvin, his coach on the 1958 U.S. national team, to coach Warroad's high school team. Then Edina came calling, and the 26-year-old Icola took the job without so much as an interview. The Hornets went 4-9-5 in Icola's first season. It would be the only losing season in his 33-year head coaching career. Icola had the Hornets in the state tournaments by year two, but they were hardly ready for prime time. Despite the repeated disappointments at state, however, Icola saw championship potential. The first 24 state high school hockey tournaments were held at the St. Paul Auditorium, which held more than 8,000 spectators for hockey games. But the growing popularity of the tournament and the increasingly noticeable dinginess and lack of amenities in the arena had made it clear it was time to move on to a newer, larger venue. The Metropolitan Sports Center in Bloomington, home of the Minnesota North Stars NHL franchise, became host to the event starting in 1969. Completed in 1967 at a cost of $6 million, it held 14,400 for hockey games, offered abundant parking, and was dubbed in promotional materials as hockey's best arena, with the biggest and best arena Minnesota had ever seen set to host the state tournament. All that was needed were players and teams worthy of the grand stage. Edina, laser-focused since Icola's late-night tirade, assembled a season stunning in its dominance. Warroad lost 2-1 to Roseau in the 1969 Region 8 championship game, but Henry Boucher still had one last opportunity to shed the tag of greatest player never to have appeared in the state tournament. Eveleth, which had lost to Greenway 3-2 in the Region 7 championship game, was the Warriors' opponent in the backdoor game played at the Hibbing Memorial Building for the vacant Region 3 title. The overflow crowd arrived early, and the back-and-forth game didn't disappoint. With the score tied at 2 early in the third, Boucher was making one of his trademark spin moves when the stick of a flailing Eveleth defender clipped him above his right eye. Blood from the gash spilled down Boucher's face, stained his jersey, and pooled onto the ice. The bleeding had to be stopped, or Boucher was done for the night. In a stroke of good fortune, Ben Owens, longtime physician for all of Hibbing's high school teams and known around town simply as Dr. Ben, was there to assist. He deftly butterflied Boucher's cut, then covered his handiwork with wide strips of tape. While Boucher was being taped back together, Warroad coach Dick Roberts emptied his bag of tricks. He called forward Mike Marvin, who had scored earlier in the game, over for a conversation at the bench. "What's the matter, coach?" Marvin asked. "Nothing's the matter. Just stall for time," Roberts said. "I want to get Henry out here." Officials restarted the game just as Boucher emerged up the ramp to Warroad's bench. The game extended into an 8-minute overtime period, then another. A third overtime seemed imminent when, with the clock winding down, Warroad winger Frank Cron whipped a pass from behind the net to an open Boucher at the point. Cron yelled, "Shoot!" and Boucher obliged. From 25 feet out, the thigh-high shot eluded Eveleth goaltender Ralph Koiber. An instant after the puck hit the back of the net, the clock hit zero. We were all standing there in suspense, Boucher said. We didn't know if the goal counted. The goal light had turned red an instant before the clock struck zero. It counted. The partisan Warroad crowd went bonkers with joy, spilling onto the ice and mobbing Warriors players. Boucher, having further cemented his legend with his gladiator-like return and most dramatic of goals, described the feeling as having just jumped out of an airplane and skydived down to earth. After 5 long years on the varsity and numerous close calls on and off the ice, Boucher and the Warriors were finally headed to state. The atmosphere was electric in the shiny new Met Center. The largest crowd ever to see a state championship hockey game, more than 15,000, buzzed in anticipation of Tiny World's showdown with Metro behemoth Edina. Edina player Jim Knutson said, "We were the big school everybody loved to play and beat. The Warriors, even with the great Boucher rarely leaving the ice, were the underdog." Yet another reason for the overwhelming crowd support. Among the sliver of fans cheering for Edina was Knutson's older brother Dave, who was in the service and headed to Vietnam by way of Fort Sam Houston in San Antonio. Dave was more than a brother to Jim. He was a friend, mentor, and when it came to hockey, Jim's biggest fan. During warm-ups, Knutson was called over to the penalty box. Unsure of what was happening, he was stunned when game officials pointed to the stands. There was Dave, smiling and waving. His teammate, Nyrup's father, ran Northwest Airlines, and somehow they were able to get him to the game, Knutson said. Another surprise came during the announcement of the starting lineups. Boucher, who wore number 16 and was the second-to-last player listed on the Warriors roster, was announced after his younger brother, Ed, who was dressed as the backup goaltender and wore number 17. Henry, who launched fans onto their feet every time he touched the puck, got a deafening ovation. "I thought they had forgotten me. I really did," Boucher said. "I was shaking because I was so surprised at the reaction of the crowd." Next week, I'll read the ongoing story of this emotionally charged matchup in 1969. Thanks to Wild 102 for this time to tell our county stories. Sorry.